He winced, trying to see through the thick clouds of fire and smoke, and crawled forward slowly. The top edge of the dune he was on was merely feet in front of him, and would offer his team much better visibility of the area in front of them. A mortar shell blasted 50 yards from his location, opening yet another hole in a previously unknown cave system. A sergeant, Arturo Rodriguez, nearer to the explosion, rolled back on his heels and fell backwards onto the sand. "Shit!" he yelled. "Forget these Republican guard guys. The friendly fire is going to kill us first." Bryce dismissed the man's complaint and instead focused again down the sights of his M16 assault rifle. The mortar blast had opened the roof of a large underground cavern, and Bryce could see numerous Iraqi Republican Guard units scurrying away from the collapsing rock formation. One of the men lifted a gun, aiming toward Bryce's team on the hill. The man next to him, Joseph Strahan, fired 2 rounds down into the cave, dropping the Iraqi soldier before he could shoot. "Nice shot, soldier," Bryce said. He and the other 4 U.S. Army Rangers next to him on the dune waited for a moment to see if any more Iraqi guards would run out from the cavern, but none came. They inched forward, slowly reaching the top of the dune. More artillery shells smashed down onto the sandy field in front of them, and each explosion caused the team to retract a bit, tensing in anticipation of a sudden counterattack. A break in the dusty air came momentarily, and Bryce could see the city of Samarra, Iraq, to the northwest. The Tigris to its left, winding through the sand and rock plains like a mirage. Immediately ahead, he saw the huts and tents of the Iraqi Republican Guard, and men running about in preparation. Mortar blasts continued to launch debris and rock upwards, causing even more commotion among the opposing forces. "There," Bryce called out to the rest of his team. "That's where we're headed. We need to secure the perimeter first, and Strahan and I will grab the package. Eyes up on me." He didn't wait for his team's response. They knew the mission objectives. He rose to his feet, the Ranger team following. Master Sergeant Andreessen and the kid, Private First Class Jason O'Neill, took the left flank. They ran a straight line path down the front side of the dune, pacing their advance carefully. The small camp they were ordered to infiltrate, the small command and weapons depot from the south just outside the city of Samarra, and to locate and retrieve the package. A list of firing orders and coordinates. Their cover would be an ongoing onslaught of artillery fire, raining down on the area from the north, hopefully causing the Iraqi soldiers to anticipate an attack from that direction. His team spread out over the wide expanse of sand dunes and rocky plains, and he heard his second-in-command recite the mission objectives to the rest of the men through the radio transmitter. "At least they know their mission objectives," he thought. Captain Reynolds, however, had one more objective, one that was not known to the other members of the small 5-man Ranger team. Prior to their airdrop, Major Dwight Maines pulled Bryce aside near the cockpit of the cargo plane and pulled him away from the rest of his men. The noise in the fuselage was deafening, but thanks to the ear-mounted 2-way radios they'd been equipped with, the noise-canceling devices prevented them from needing to shout. "Reynolds, there's one more thing." "What's that, sir?" Bryce asked. "In addition to your current objectives, I need you to locate another package," Maines answered.
"Yes, sir." "What's the item?"
"It's a book. A notebook, I guess. I have no idea what's inside. Just locate and retrieve it, and bring it back. I'll take care of it from there."
"Affirmative."
"So what exactly is this all for? I mean, a notebook. And you don't even know what's inside?" Bryce asked.
"Look, Bryce, I don't understand it all either. This is definitely a need-to-know mission, and..."
He looked to the men in the cargo plane's interior preparing for the jump. "I expect that you'll keep this under wraps as well."
"Of course. Say no more."
"See you on the other side, Major." He turned and walked down the middle of the fuselage, the 2 facing rows of seated combat soldiers, suited and ready for deployment. Bryce nodded at them and took his place at the front of the line, readying himself for the drop. Another mortar shell explosion brought him back to the present. So far, the attack had been executed flawlessly.